grandfather, my grandmother, one of them, they were, she was an enslaved.
Mm-hmm. Was that near here?
Yes, because in right in Brunswick County, my grandmother was in slavery, and my grandfather, he was from Marion, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in, from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, things didn't even get much better afterwards. Everybody was still poor.
Very poor. But it did give them a chance to get them some homesteads and have them little farms and things.
Mm-hmm.
And be on their own.
Are there very many of the black folks in the community county here who own their own farms? And
quite a few. Of course, there are not very many farming now because farming have got so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
To farm until there's just a few that's farming, but they have had little farms and things for the last 20 years. The black has done less farming.
Mm-hmm.
And doing other work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the machinery was so expensive for them to buy, because now everything is worked with machinery, and so many just wasn't able to afford it. Because
mm-hmm.
And cropping tobacco, they got the tobacco harvesters, and the way they plow is so much indifferent from what it was, and a lot of them have lost their homes and everything by these farms. Equipment is so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you really have to have a lot of land.
You
and
have a lot of big, a very large farm to take care of those things.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's changing all over
it's
the South.
It certainly is changing over the South now. In my community where I live at, there are not too many black farmers. And most of them are white because they were more able to buy the machinery and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the black works. They help them work at the work they can do, but they don't help the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them rent their farms out to the whites, and they farm it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not the same as having your own.
No, ma'am, it certainly is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is terms about Christmas. What would you say to somebody if they came up to your house on Christmas Day?
Merry Christmas would be about the first thing.
Do you have a big Christmas?
Well, my Christmas is not too big, but I try to make plans to enjoy every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Be it ever so humble, I try to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Make the best of it I can.
You said you had nieces and
nieces
nephews.
And nephews. That's right.
You visit with them.
Yes, ma'am. And they come around to see me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that makes it be a joyful time.
How about at New Year's? What would you say to somebody?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the term a Christmas gift?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that.
Is that older?
I think it's old. Old saying, Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift.
Okay. Well, that's good. That takes care of most of it.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You gave me lots of good information.
Well, I wondered when I got home, I said it all was such a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I wonder how I helped her one bit.
Well, you know, like they say, things changing and people moving around.
Oh, it's a changing world. About every 10 years, you can see a big change in things.
Mm-hmm. So it's not so easy to find people like you anymore who are still I think it's good to be that close to where you came from.
Well,
you know,
right,
to
ma'am.
Me it gives you a good feeling like you belong there,
right,
you know.
Right.
Move around so much, you never really get to know your neighbors or
yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So anyway, well, all right, that's good.
All right.